Kia ora koutou. Welcome to the next instalment of my podcast, Meet the Newbies. After the 2017 general election, we got a lot of new MPs into Parliament. The problem is, many of these new MPs will not be well known outside their electorates. So to try and change this, I decided to do a podcast, featuring one of the new MPs each time. This gives us a chance to get to know our new lawmakers, while giving them the chance to show who they really are to the public. Today, we're talking to Hamish Walker, the new Clough for Southland MP, who only got the national nomination for the electorate just 5 weeks before Election Day. Let's learn about him.
How are you going today, Hamish?
Yeah, good thanks, Dan.
So, in a sentence, how would you describe yourself?
Outgoing, motivated, and passionate.
Nice. I like to use some free words there.
You're sick of politicians rambling on for a minute, are you? No comment. Good boy.
Would you mind describing how you ended up from not being on National's list to being a new MP for Clough Southland?
Yes, I mean, over the years, people sort of say politics is all about timing. So 7 years ago, I approached the then Prime Minister, Sir John Key, said, how do I get into politics? He said, you need to stand in a red seat first. So I stood in Dunedin South, which is a red seat. I managed to win the party vote, which was a great result. But the best thing about that is I learnt how to campaign. And then about 5 weeks before Election Day, I was selected as the Clough of Southland candidate. So the National Party have quite an extensive democratic process for selecting candidates. Basically, any member can put their own name forward. And then the board or the executive of that electorate put up to five people through. In my case, they put three people through and we had four meet the candidates. So we spoke in Queenstown, Balclutha, Winton and Lumsden. Had about 100 people per meeting. And then for every 10 members of a branch, they get one delegate vote. So I had about 100 delegates voting because Clough of Southland's got over 1,000 members. And on the 16th of August, I was selected, which was a huge honour for me.
We'll come back to you getting the Clough for Southland seat, but for the moment, who's your inspiration? Who's your hero?
Probably my grandfather, Ronald. So he passed away in the 2014 campaign. He started the Young Nats in Invercargill in the 1940s. He ran campaigns for a guy called Ralph Hannon. He was a high school principal, got awarded a Queen's Service Medal. He helped hundreds of Southlanders, adults, get through university. So yeah, he would have to be my hero.
You said 7 years ago you approached John Key saying you want to get into politics. But what made you want to get into politics?
I looked at successful people, and the number one thing they need is not ability, but just to be a hard worker. For me, I left school at 16 with no qualifications, feeling dumb and stupid, through a number of different community events, and I slowly built my confidence up. So I wanted to show other, especially young people, that if you do work bloody hard at something, you'll get there. Yeah, it's a bit like yourself. If you want to be a politician, I've got no doubt at all that you'll be a politician. It's just how hard you want to work to get here.
So let's say Bill English rings you up and says, I want to give you a ministry, and he's letting you choose one ministry to become minister of. What ministry would you choose?
To be honest, I haven't given it too much thought because the next 3 years for me, I'm totally focused on giving the people of Clough of Southland a strong voice here. So I'll be working incredibly hard to give them that voice here.
But let's say you're surprised. Still, what ministry would you have to go for?
Yeah, for me, it'd probably be something along the lines of probably primary industries or tourism. The fact is, Clough of Southland, it's a rural electorate, but it's also got Queenstown. So it's about the size of Switzerland. It's massive. Yes, I mean, for Southland, they've only got 2% of the country's population, but they produce 15% of the GDP, basically through trade, through dairy and tourism. So we punch above our weight down there.
What would you march in the streets for?
To be honest, I think you can get a lot more action, you can change a lot more if you do it in Parliament. So if I had to march through the streets for 2 hours, I think I could change a lot more through having 2 hours in the House to talk to something. So yeah, for me it's probably not much. I think you can get more change in the House and Parliament.
What do you want to change in Parliament?
It's really just, for me, the next 3 years is giving the people of Clough of Southland a strong voice. So me, I mean, that's probably my total focus. If there's one thing, it's probably trying to show young people through my experience, especially kids in teenage years, that if you work, sorry to say it again, I sound like a broken record, but if you work bloody hard at something, you can get there. I mean, look at me. You know, I left school and become a commercial fisherman on a fishing boat. And I would never in my wildest dreams expect to be here. I'm still pinching myself every day.
Yeah, and then my lifelong dream was to be a police officer. So I was a community patrol member and I got a job as a police jailer. So I did that for 2.5 years. And then I tried to become a fully sworn police officer. But because of I'm a type 1 diabetic, I got that at 14, which didn't help my schooling, which put my schooling off the tracks. But yeah, because I'm a type 1 diabetic, they don't actually allow diabetics into the police force. But because of my actions, they now actually look at every case individually, because it's against human rights just to ban a certain group of people. Yeah, so I mean, I'm pretty proud that they did that.
That's a nice achievement. So, ideal world scenario, what's your dream for New Zealand?
That every kid has the opportunity to get ahead. I don't think it's right that a lot of children are pushed towards university. If I was pushed at that age, I just wouldn't have coped, wouldn't have handled. For me, it's just really every kid leaving school and having a genuine opportunity. But I mean, I was talking to high school kids last Friday, and that was in Gore, and they just said basically they got the best opportunities that they've had in 30, 40 years. So I mean, kids leaving school today have a lot more opportunities than what they did 30, 40 years ago.
Todd Barclay had a recording scandal.
Yep.
Do you think that has eroded trust in the Clue for Southland electorate?
If you look at the results from 2 Saturdays ago, party vote held up, the majority held up. So I think that's your result right there. I'm a new person, I've come in with a clean slate. I worked incredibly hard over 5 weeks.
All right, so conscience issues, abortion, would you support decriminalisation?
Yeah, so with conscience issues, my view on basically all of them is I'm open-minded, but I'll always take the majority view of the people that put me there, and that's the people of Clutha Southland. So if any conscience issues come up, I'd basically go to them, I'd listen very, very closely to them, and I'd vote on the majority view of the electorate. I mean, they're the ones that put me there, so they're the ones I want to listen to.
So, okay, let's say you're now a List MP. Would you support the decriminalisation of abortion?
Yeah, as I say, I'm open-minded with all those issues. So, I mean, whatever the people say is what I'll listen to.
You're trapped on a desert island. You're with an MP from an opposing party. Which MP from an opposing party are you going to choose?
To be honest, I like most of them, if not all of them, because, I mean, we're all here for the same purpose. We all want the same thing. It's just our way of going about getting that same thing slightly different. Probably someone like Chris Farfoy. He's a good man. But to be honest, I'd go with most of them. They're all good people.
All right, so there we have it. This has been Hamish Walker, new National MP for the Clue for Southland electorate. Thank you for listening.